Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
Do you need a bit of encouragement today? Maybe you stumbled upon this podcast. We don't believe in coincidences as followers of Jesus. No. We believe in divine appointments. Pastor Jay Dennis from City Central Church, he is with us every Friday in the 7 o'clock hour, answering your questions. Ask a pastor. But this occasion was very special because he made the journey from his home in Lakeland. He joins us via his home studio usually. But he decided to come into the station and spend some time with us face-to-face. Of course, we had coffee with Kurt and Kate following his segments in the 7 o'clock hour, and that was just crazy fun. You can find that archived on our YouTube channel and also our Facebook page, Kurt and Kate Mornings on Facebook. It just was a great time. But as we were talking during the 7 o'clock hour, it's like you could feel the Holy Spirit with us. Jay had been going through a very difficult couple of weeks or so. We had been praying for him. We didn't mention this on the air, but we as a staff had been praying for him. We knew it was a health concern. We didn't know the details and the specifics. But when he came into the studio, we asked him if it would be okay if we just shared a bit of his journey and how God had been so good to him in the midst of his challenge. And of course, he's like, yes, absolutely. I was hoping you would ask me to share this story. And so he did. And if you're dealing with a health challenge or whatever challenge you may have in your life, if you need to hear a faith-building conversation, you've come to the right place. Jay, we need to talk about what's been going on in your life recently. And our listeners don't know about this, but we as a staff, we've been praying for you.
Thank you.
You're facing some health challenges. Would you share that story with us?
Yeah, and I'll try to make it as brief as possible. But about 3 weeks ago, it was a Sunday morning. I'd finished preaching, and I was greeting the people. And then I almost fainted. I felt like I had bronchitis, sinus infection, so I went to urgent care. And they forgot about the infection, and they forgot about the bronchitis, and they said, there is an enzyme in your heart that indicates there's some cardiac activity going on. So they rushed me to the hospital by ambulance, and they admitted me. And the doctor came in, and one said, you have sludge around your gallbladder, you have a UTI, you have an infection, sinus infection, and also you have a 4.1 centimeter aortic aneurysm. Now, I had known this, but he said, your heart is fine, but we got to watch that. So in that process, I waited 3 days for an MRI. And I finally called on the third day, and I said, what's going on? And, well, we're going to come get you just any time. Well, it was then 6 o'clock that night. And so I called down there, and they said, well, sir, we've got somebody in the MRI right now, and that's 2 hours, and we've got people backed up, and you're not even on the list.
Oh.
We have to take people off the street and those outpatients before we can see the patients in the hospital.
That's crazy.
So it is crazy. So I asked my Angie to go get the nurse, and I said, would you please remove the IV? And I walked out against medical advice. And I probably need to repent for some of the things I thought and said during that. Then I went to my primary care physician. He said, you are just full of infection that has been untreated for 2 weeks now. So it gave me the medication, and I kept getting sicker and sicker. And on Sunday afternoon, I had thrown up 10 times, 101 fever. My next-door neighbor and church member is a doctor. He comes over. He says, you got to get to the ER. He said, your gallbladder is acting up. And so I got there. They admitted me, give me some medication. And as bad an experience as I had the first time, I had a great experience this time.
Praise God.
Now, here's the wonderful thing. So I did get the MRI. The surgeon they'd called and came up and he said, "Sir, every organ is clear in your body."
Oh,
also, I had horrendous headaches. And within those headaches, they suspected maybe a brain aneurysm. So they took me, also did a CT scan of my brain. And you'd be glad to know there's nothing in my brain.
But you do have a brain.
But yes, but many people suspected that already. So the surgeon said, and by the way, we can't find the 4.1 centimeter aortic aneurysm. We just can't find it. It's not there. So they discovered I was very low on sodium, had every symptom, and y'all, that can kill you. I did not realize this. So they got me kind of built back up that way, and it was just miraculous because the last thing I asked my hospital doctor, I said, "Are you sure I don't have that aneurysm?" He said, "We couldn't find it." So the reason the enemy fought so hard against the MRI that time is it's tangible evidence of a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And y'all, can I make a confession here? I have never had trouble praying for other people's miracles.
Right.
But I've struggled with it for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I had nothing to do with this. This was a praying wife and a praying church and a praying Moody family that touched my body, and God used you all to heal me. And I'll never be the same.
This is an amazing story, guys. This is who
wonderful.
Our God is. But I know you, Jay, well enough as a friend to say this. Even if God had not intervened in this miraculous way, you love him and you trust him anyway.
Amen. And here's the point I came to. Regardless, Jesus is enough.
Amen.
Jesus is enough. Mm-hmm. If you have Jesus, you know, Job asked why so many times, but God never answered his why. God did something better. He gave Job himself.
Yeah, this is who I am.
Yes, the gift of his presence. Another thing Job said is, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear,
yes,
but now my eye sees you."
Job 42.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I've just hung on to that.
Oh.
Wow.
And it was quite a moment this past Sunday at your church. And tell us about this song, by the way.
Yes.
Because that kind of leads us into where we're going with this.
Absolutely. So back in October, they suspected I had colon cancer. Well, after endoscopy, colonoscopy, the doctor said, "No, you're cancer-free. There's some ulcers there, and we can clear that up." So my daughter, my sweet daughter, Emily, had given me a song, and she said, "Dad, I can't get this song off my mind, and I want you to claim it." And the words went, "I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered me."
Yeah.
And I hung on to that for weeks and weeks. So I get discharged from the hospital. Angie's picking me up. I get in the car, and what song is playing? I sought the Lord,
yes,
and he heard, and he answered me.
Oh,
I trust in God, my Savior. And I got to tell you, when I finished the message and I was telling that story, unbeknownst to me, my daughter had come up and just hugged me, and that's when Daddy lost it.
Okay, it's actually on the YouTube channel for the church, and I found it here. So the song is that your worship leader.
Yes,
right?
It is. Ashley. Amazing.
Okay, so she's singing the song. This is after the message. And then all you're going to be able, you know, we're at a disadvantage because it's radio and not television. Because there we go. We just cut to it. There's your daughter giving you a hug up there. You guys are both in tears.
Yes, big time.
Mark, we have to make this textable.
Yes.
What was your message on?
Well, it was the testimony.
It was the testimony.
Yeah, it was the testimony.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. This is good. What a moment. Look, you guys are just hanging on to each other.
I'm telling you, she's the sweetest girl, and her and Daddy have a special relationship, and what a moment. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
Amen.
Everybody catch your breath. God is so good.
Good. He is. God is good.
And faithful. Now, you mentioned something to me, and I don't want to leave anything on the table here. There's another miracle.
There is. So my hospital doctor said it is vitally important that you follow up with your primary care physician. And so I called, and they said, his people said, he is way overbooked. He cannot see you. Now, for 6 months, I've been trying to get in to see this particular doctor. And I'd given up that I was ever going to be his patient. So I kind of panicked, and I thought, okay, I've got to find a doctor. So I get online, and I'm pulling up primary care physicians in Lakeland, and I'm looking. As these doctors are on the screen, my phone started ringing. And I picked it up, and it was the doctor that I had waited on for 6 months saying, we would like to have you as a patient. Would you be able to come this past Tuesday morning at 11? Now, guys, you think about it, all this time, 6 months, but yet in that window, in that moment, they give me a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how God is into the details of our lives.
Yes.
So are we willing to have to go through difficult times like you've been through in order to see God show up in that way?
For me, yes. Yeah. For me, yes. Sometimes I could be a bit stubborn.
Don't you think, I'm just going to believe, you don't have to prove it to me.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I think sometimes God uses the feather method to tickle us to get our attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes a little pat on the back to get our attention. And sometimes he just takes a two before and hits us in the head.
Boom.
This was a two before moment for me.
Oh, man. This is great. And, okay, there's another situation that God has arranged here. Have you noticed this? Out of all of this, at the end of this, we're looking at this through the rearview mirror. We've never had Jay in the studio before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, why have we never had him on Coffee with Kurt and Kate?
Oh, wow.
Why have we never had him in the studio? And we arranged it and booked you to be here today. And you're sharing the story. And it's like this beautiful arc of a story that God has created.
Yes.
We might be a very small part of it, but at least we're a part of it.
Absolutely. And God wants to bless people. God wants to use people. Now, the chronic back pain, it's still there. So I wasn't healed of that. So I live with that.
Yeah.
But he gave a very specific healing for that which our people had been praying.
God still heals today. He's sovereign, and he's good no matter what, like we talked about.
That's right.
But may we never not pray in faith and ask him.
Amen, Kurt. Yes, we've got to trust him regardless of what those results look like.
Even if.
Yes.
Because I can tell you with the back pain, that has made me more dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do this without him.
So it's your thorn in the flesh, really, in a way, isn't it?
It is.
It keeps you humble and dependent.
And I think Paul's thorn in the flesh was something physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, we tend to think it was his eyes, maybe, because of, remember
writing.
He was blinded on the road to Damascus, and maybe there was some fallout from that.
Right.
Did that bless you this morning? Did you need to hear what he had to say? Let's go to the phones, Jay. What do you say? Let's go to Rayshawn in Lakeland. Hey, Rayshawn, how are you?
Fine. How are you all this morning?
We're doing great. Having a wonderful conversation. We're glad you're part of it.
Thank you so much. I praise God for listening to, I know it was divine. I was listening to the Jay, and I just began to praise God because I can attest to what Jay is talking about. On last week, I went into the hospital and I was supposed to have two procedures done. And that was on last Thursday. And Tuesday morning before the procedure, I was kneeling in prayer and the Lord said, anoint yourself with oil.
Mm.
And I kind of hesitated because Lord, is that you? But I couldn't stay down there any longer. And I got up and I began to anoint myself with oil every place I thought they would touch. And I began to pray for the doctor and the nurses. And I want you to know that when I went in for that procedure on Thursday, when I came to, I was in the recovery room, And I asked the nurse, I said, how did everything go? I was really worried about the fibroid tumor because she told me it was a 4.1 centimeter fibroid tumor in my uterus. And so I said, how did everything go? And she said, he said everything went well. And I hadn't talked to the doctor, but later I talked to her and I said, how did everything go? She said, everything went fine. And I said, did you get the tumor? And she said, no. And I said, you didn't. She said, no, because it wasn't there.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, yeah. Same size.
He's still doing miracles, and he's still on the throne. And I want to give him glory because she only had to do one procedure. But I begin to think about Joshua and those memorial stones. Yes. It's another memorial stone that I have that God is still faithful.
Amen.
That's it. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're having some serious church in here this morning.
4.1.
The same size as your aneurysm.
Okay, the dots. We still continue to connect the dots here, right? Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Sarasota, and that would be Tony. Hey, Tony, welcome to our conversation this morning. We're really glad you called.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So I go to men's group, and we discuss multiple different things. And last couple of weeks, we've been discussing prayer. And is it better to pray out loud, or is it okay to pray internally? And is there any sort of scripture that supports that?
Well, God allows us, Tony, that choice. Some people feel comfortable praying out loud. Some people want to pray just internally. I think it's totally your choice. But I will say, if you are addressing the devil in Jesus' name, speak that out loud because the devil can't read your mind.
That's a really good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Debbie in Lakeland. Hey, Debbie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Good morning. Welcome to the conversation.
Yes, I try to listen as often as I can on Fridays, but I actually come by Dr. Jay's church probably 48 times a day because I drive a shuttle for Florida Southern College.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's great.
I've known of Dr. Jay for a long, long time. Used to listen to him on TV when you were at First Baptist Church.
Yes.
So, but I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done for you in your life. You've been a blessing to so many over the years.
Thank you, dear.
And I do appreciate you so much and all that you do.
I just want to give
God the glory for you and for my grandson. When my daughter was pregnant with him, she was actually in the police academy. And she found out a month after she started that she was pregnant. Well, she managed to make it through the whole thing, except for the two weeks of defensive tactics because of the pregnancy, and finished all that after FMLA. But during the pregnancy, when she found out, they found a growth on the base of his brain in the back, and they called it a cystic hygroma. And when they went to do the testing to see what all was going on, they asked her and her husband, my son-in-law, said, okay, he could have we didn't know it was a boy at the time, said he could have Down syndrome, Noonan syndrome, Turner syndrome. This child could have absolutely no quality of life. If that's the case, are y'all going to terminate the pregnancy? And they looked at each other and looked back at him and said, no.
Good for them.
This is a gift from God. So instead of doing the amniocentesis, they said, well, we can do what we need to do with just blood work. Well, God bless, and everything came back normal. None of that.
Hallelujah.
But the whole time, they had to do sonograms every month to see if this growth was growing. And they said, if it's still there when he's born, depending on how big it is, they can take it off and it might come back. They didn't know. But at the time, we were not at the church where they were at, where I grew up. We were at a different church. Well, our church started praying, and she was actually singing the special at her church that Sunday. And we went, of course, to hear her and everything. And the pastor called them down, then called all of the family down, and he said, I want our church family to lay hands on them and want us to pray.
Mm.
And that child, when they did the last sonogram, when he was born, said, that growth was gone.
Wow.
There was nothing there. And he is a healthy 8.5-year-old, full mm-hmm. of life,
wow.
so smart and so sweet. And before they even knew it was a boy, they had picked out the name Elijah Walker.
Oh, wow.
And I said, God's got a plan for this little boy.
Yes. Yes.
He's my Walker. But I do believe God's got a plan in his time. But we saw the power so much of prayer, and I've seen it over my entire life. Sometimes, like you said, sometimes God's got to take you with a 2x4 and to get you to see it. And sometimes it's hindsight. He waits to work it through before you can see it come to fruition. And then you're sitting there going, oh my goodness, it yes. was God. It's definitely a God thing.
Wow. Amen. Debbie, thank you so much for sharing
yes,
your story with us.
Thank you, Debbie.
Why are we so surprised when God answers our prayers? What yes. does that say about us?
I still get surprised.
It's almost like I'm never... How about if we put it like this? I'm never surprised, but I'm always amazed.
Yes, good.
Yeah. Is that
That's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
It is. And one thing that Debbie underscored her there is the power of a church family.
Yes.
The power of a yes. church home. Everybody needs a family church. So I'm so encouraged, Debbie, by your words this morning.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
And can I just say, not to change the narrative, but because I know some people who are having a memorial service for their daughter mm-hmm. today,
mm-hmm.
God still loves you just as much.
Yes, he does.
You know, it's life is hard. Things
is hard.
You know, and sometimes bad things happen, but God is never far from you.
No.
God is with you.
No.
And sometimes he gives you a miracle, and sometimes he helps you through this very deep, deep valley.
He does.
But he's with you. And in the end, you're all together.
That's exactly right, Kate. So well said.
Let's go to Susan next. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the conversation. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing great. You sound happy, and I can detect a smile in your voice. That's nice.
Yes, because I love to give God glory, and I'm going to pick up my grandchildren and spend the day with
them. There you go.
That's good.
It's a double blessing. Yeah, I was just excited to hear Jay's testimony, and I mean, we could probably all write a book if we really took the time to look at our prayer journals and our praise reports. But I just had a, 2x4 moment on Friday night. So my husband passed a little less than a year ago. We've been married since we were kids. And so it's been a challenging year, but our church is going on a mission trip. And I really felt like the Lord wanted me to go. And I'm, I quit work to take care of him. I don't even have a job. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm signing up. So paid the first deposit, second deposit. I had $500 left. I just wasn't worried about it. I just, Lord, And I didn't tell anybody because I wanted it to be the Lord. If you want me to go, you're going to provide. And he always does. So Friday night, I'm at a birthday party for a friend, and someone hands me a card. And I said, oh, is this for, the birthday girl? Nope, it's for you. It's an Easter card. Don't open it till you get home. So I got home, and it was a check for $500, and I just cried, and I called the next day, and I said, thanked them, and I said, did you call my church to find out how much I owe? And she goes, no, how much do you owe? And I said, $500.
To the penny.
And it was from a couple that can't afford to give me $500, I can tell you that. So I just cried. I've just, one thing that I've learned, and even more this last year of God providing for me is, he's the God that sees, but not only the God that sees, but the God that provides what he sees that we need, whether it's money or encouragement or, a hug or healing, whatever. And so anyway, I was so excited, and I want to, give God glory because that's specific. Like Jay was saying, God is into the details, and mm-hmm. we don't have to tell anybody else about it. He knows. Yeah. And I love how he uses the body of Christ to answer our prayers.
And yes. Susan, it's so much better when God does this. And you know it's God. It couldn't have come from any other source.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I'm shouting it from the mountaintop.
Amen.
But it'll do, for
you.
It'll do it for others, too.
No wonder you've got a smile in your voice here this morning.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. So I'm excited. So
that's great.
Anyway, well, thank you for allowing me to share it, and thank you for your story. And we have so much to rejoice about, because
Amen.
God is always, he's never not working. We know that.
Thank you, dear.
Yes.
Hey, April is joining us this morning from Connecticut, of all places. Hi, April. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I just want to say, Pastor Jay, when I heard your voice this morning, I said, I love that man. He had such a smile.
Aww,
yeah.
Thank
Every time you.
You
open your mouth, you just smile. You make me smile.
You have blessed me this
story.
Morning.
Thank you. I heard your story, and I resonate with it, because the
yes.
Lord, not he hasn't healed me for those things, but he's healed. I had a broken ankle.
Yes.
And I told the doctor I broke it at work, fell off a curb, stepped off the wrong way.
Ooh.
And the Lord healed me. And
Hallelujah.
And I told the doctors, you know, the work occupational people, I said, listen, I'm going to be walking. I'll see you on Tuesday and I'll be fine. I'm going back to work. And they're like, no, you won't be. You're going to be off for 6 to 12 weeks. And I was like, no, I'm not. The Lord's going to heal me. And I walked in. That was on a Friday. And I walked in on a Tuesday with no crutches, no anything. And they're like, where are your crutches? And I said, well, didn't you believe me?
Yeah.
The Lord was going to heal me. And I went back to work. And at least that's a legitimate story. It was amazing.
Way to go, God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yay, God.
Like, this is only God, you
yes,
know?
That's great.
Oh, what was in your mind? Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. But I'm walking. I went back to work. But I'm actually calling. So it was funny. The lady called and she was talking about her grandson in utero. And I was thinking about calling you anyways, because, the lady that was my labor coach, she was a good friend of mine. Then I worked for hospice back then, and I took care of her grandma. And she ended up giving me my showers and being my labor coach for both my boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was her labor coach for one of her girls. But one of her girls just yesterday started feeling dizzy and fainting and stuff. She's in her early 20s. She's a mom. She went to the hospital. They found out she has a mass on her, like above her right ear.
Mm.
Her name is Cheyenne. And so I'd like to have you pray
yes.
for her healing, because they don't know the Lord on top of it. I got mm-hmm. saved since we were close. They've kind of made some distance because of that. So I'd like to just see the Lord's hand and to have Cheyenne healed completely.
Amen.
And it would be a miracle.
Thank you, April. Can I have the opportunity to pray here?
Of course.
Yes.
We're going to stop everything and pray.
Yes.
You know us. We're going to pray anytime
Thank
we can
you so
have the
much.
Opportunity.
Oh, God, you're such a good God, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. We exalt you. We believe there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for April. I thank you for her testimony and how you intervened in her life. And right now, God, I pray for Cheyenne. First of all, I pray that she would come to know Jesus as her Savior and Lord. Send witnesses. Send encouragement. God, send divine appointments. And Lord, we pray for a divine healing. We pray for your intervention in her life. And through this process, may the name of Jesus be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.